While many sectors of the nation's economy continue to struggle, most pawn shops are seeing relatively good times. Financial analysts say in some states, what used to be a recourse, mainly for those living on the economic fringe, has now become the lender of choice for more affluent customers and even some small companies. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
Near a huge billboard proclaiming itself the location of the world's largest pawn shop, Detroit resident Cheryl Farrell approaches a counter made of safety glass. She says she used to pay little attention to Al's jewelry and loan, but with her finances stretched thin in recent months, she says Al's pawn shop is a godsend.
When I buy things, I pay cash for them. And you don't have any credit, you can't get a loan if you don't have any credit established. And they give you a hassle, too, if you don't have no good credit.
In many ways, Farrell is a typical pawn shop customer. Brian Smith, who heads the National Pawnbrokers Association, says she is also an example of the new breed of pawn customer, those drawn in by shops' low interest rates and relative lack of red tape.
The clientele is changing. We're getting a higher-end customer. Pawnbrokers generally loan less than $500 per transaction, and banks... They can't make any money on a $500 loan.
But in some states, especially Michigan and New York, stringent pawn shop interest rate regulations make larger loans more attractive. For nearly a century, pawnbrokers in Michigan have only been allowed to charge 3% interest on loans. So pawnbrokers have increasingly made their stores look less like, well, pawn shops, and more like retail jewelry stores.
So you can build up quicker and get a larger diamond quicker.
At Lou Silver's Diamond Exchange in Southfield, Michigan, no sign, not even a cash receipt, indicates this is a pawn shop. Lou Silver says his customers don't want to deal with a fringe lender. They want to feel their collateral is secure.
Okay, here we are in my vault. It's a walk-in vault that's 8 by 8 by 8, pretty thick. It's about 6 inches thick on all the walls, ceilings. Come on in and out.
The vault is lined with row after row of wooden drawers containing thousands of small stapled manila envelopes.
Larger
Silver
items.
Says he used to write about 30,000 loans a year based on this type of collateral. But lately, Silver says, his loans are much larger.
We can tell what's going on in the economy by who's coming in. Small businessmen that'll come in and borrow $5,000-$10,000 to cover their payroll. So they'll just come in and bring the wife's jewelry in for a short-term loan.
Some businessmen even offer their Mercedes as collateral because of the shop's low interest rates and the speed at which loans are processed. David Littman, chief economist for Comerica Bank, says mainstream financial institutions simply don't try to compete in this market.
There's a reduced willingness on the parts of banks to lend in the risky arena, but more so I think pawn shops eat into the finance companies, which take a more risky clientele.
Yet Lou Silver says with his loan requests booming, retail sales are often the riskiest venture. For him, making loans in the tens of thousands of dollars is a far better business prospect. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.